Salt.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, wherever, whatever it might be, wherever you are, whenever you're looking at this. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Coach Dave Live, Pass the Salt Ministries. Folks, this is going to be a keeper. Okay, I'm going to tell you right up front, this is going to be a keeper. Those of us who've gone through this whole mess with the COVIDs and the lockdowns and all this kind of stuff have known all along there's something wrong with the medical system. What's going on? Well, today we have an emergency room doctor. He's always told me, I've known Chuck Thurston a long time. He always told me he was an emergency room doctor who read the Bible way too much. And Chuck Thurston has been in process of being a whistleblower, exposing exactly what's going on in the emergency rooms and in the hospitals. And for those of you out there who have family members that have been harmed by it, this is going to be a keeper for you, okay? So we'll just ask you right now to contact some other people, tune in here, and Dr. Chuck Thurston is going to lay it out for us here of exactly what this whole medical scheme is about. You don't want to miss it. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Passing the Salt. We'll be right back here on the other side.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at FridayOnStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at FridayOnStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Rideon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at RideonStore.com today.
The Cali Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Cali Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Cali Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Cali Key. The Cali Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CaliKey.com with free shipping.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Man, I hear people say all the time, I'm really excited about this show. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not always really excited about the shows because some of them aren't exciting. They're just information gathering. But I'm really, really am excited to have Dr. Chuck Thurston on with us. He and I go way back to when I first went on terrestrial radio, and Chuck had a program at the WRFD, a Salem station in Columbus, Ohio. And he, as I said, he was an emergency room doctor who read the Bible way too much. And he created a website at that time, which was called evidences.net. And he said, Bible's true and I can prove it. And really kind of built up a relationship with Chuck, and haven't heard from him, and I don't even know how long. Wouldn't you know it, while we're down in Kentucky this week, I sent him an email of a video that we make, and he immediately contacted me. He said, hey, Coach, I need some help here. I'm exposing what's going on in these emergency rooms, and then one thing led to another. But before I get in here with Chuck, I want to share something with you folks. We just had the most unbelievable conference down in Cincinnati. Now, listen to me. I'm talking about Christian information from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, from attorney Tom Rentz, from Dr. Carrie Made, from the Resistance Chicks. We had some great, great information. And that information is available to you live streaming at CoachDaveLive.com. If you can pull that up there, Mr. Producer. You just go to where it says Kentucky Event. And all you have to do is click it for $19. Listen to me. For $19.95, you've got Sherry Tenpenny, Tom Rentz, Carrie Made, Ivan Reichlin, and the Resistance Chicks. The more information than you can ever imagine, available for $19.99. And if you buy it, we don't care who you share it with. Do you understand what I'm saying? We don't care with it. You get it. You purchase it, you do home Bible studies with it, you send it to your friends, because we are about getting the information out. So right there, go to CoachDaveLive.com, and there's a thing where you can click on it. They'll send you a link, and you can watch the whole weekend, question and answer. Tom Rentz spoke for 2 hours. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny spoke for 2 hours. They took questions, and folks, it's unbelievable. So you not trying to hawk a product here, but if you're trying to convince people of exactly what's going on, these are the experts. These are the folks that the deep state does not want you to hear. Tom Rentz, attorney Tom Rentz, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Carrie Made, the Resistance Chicks, and Ivan Reichlin. It's folks. It's really, really good. So go to CoachDaveLive.com and click on, that's right on the screen. You'll be able to find it there. But while I was down there, I got a text message from Chuck. And of course, I was busy all day, and I kept saying, I'll get back to you. And he texted me on Friday, I think it was, and I finally got back with him on Saturday evening. And Chuck has told me that I know the integrity of Chuck Thurston, Dr. Chuck Thurston. I know his integrity, friends. And so when Chuck speaks, I listen. And he says, Coach, I've been going around everywhere saving people out of emergency rooms and out of the hospitals. They're killing them. And before we went on the show, I said, Chuck, I identified him as a whistleblower. And he said, well, Coach, really, I haven't been a whistleblower. I really haven't been. This will be my first blow of the whistle. And so he's going to tell us, folks, exactly what's going on in the emergency rooms, in the hospitals, in the medical system. Dr. Charles J. Thurston the Third. I say that because of Gilligan's Island. Come on in here, Chuck. Tell us what the heck's going on. What are you all about here, buddy?
Thanks for having me. I'm an ER doctor for almost half a century. Let me get this better.
Hey, Chuck, you can't make yourself looking better anyway, dude. You got that Amish beard now. You got all that stuff. You're doing the best you can. Oh, he froze up on us there a second. I don't know if we're going to have to. Can we get? There you go. Hang on. Mr. Producer, do we need to reboot Chuck, or what the heck do we need to do here, buddy? Yeah, he just they really don't want the information out, do they, friends? They really don't want the information. So I'm going to pause for a minute, see if Chuck. Yeah, we're going to try to recall Chuck and getting back in here. Let me go ahead and speak again. Here's what was amazing about the event that we had this weekend, okay? Hey, friends, it wasn't just medical information. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny stood before us for 2 hours and took questions and answers about the spiritual aspect of what's going on with COVID, about the changing of you from a human being into some type of non-human entity through the vaccinations. It was fascinating. Carrie Mate, Dr. Carrie Mate, got up there and she did basically the same thing. And she took us through the scripture and showed us exactly what's going on. Rather than more information, it's going to do this to you and it's going to do that to you and it's going to do this to you. That wasn't what the information was about. It was about from a spiritual point of view, get your life back in order. And then people ask the question, if I've taken the jab, is there any hope for me? Is there anything I can do? Is there any detox? And it was shaking to hear Dr. Sherry Tenpenny say, there really isn't a whole lot you can do. Get right with the Lord. Nobody knows where this thing's heading, but it's all part of the transhumanism thing that's going on. And Tom Renz, oh my goodness, the information that Tom Renz had from a legal perspective of what's going on. CoachDaveLive.com, folks, for $19, you can have it and you can share with anybody you want to. It's fabulous. Chuck Thurston's back with us. And Chuck, if you don't mess with that camera again, maybe we won't lose you.
We'll do it on my phone. It's better. I turned all the other things off so we don't suck up Wi-Fi.
All right. Well, you're up, bud. Go.
Okay. I've been an ER doctor for about half a century. And I've been a historian. And I found myself working in COVID ICUs after 50 years of ER. I've worked in trauma centers. I've worked in rural places. I've worked in the Indian Health Service. I've worked in poverty-stricken areas. I've done a lot of foreign missions. I worked in 100 hospitals in 9 states and almost as many countries, about 12 states and almost as many countries.
Your home is Ohio, though, Chuck. Your home's Ohio.
Yeah. I'm talking to you right now from in Ross County near Chillicothe, which was the first capital, or the second capital of Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. So when I work in the Indian Health Service of Minnesota, I tell them I work in the first capital of Minnesota. That's where I live. That's true, because it was the capital of the Northwest Territory, and I was steeped in history, and we found ourselves in this traitorous situation we're in now. That's a longer story than I want to tell. What I want to tell you about is what I saw. I ended up, because of something that happened that was a total divine appointment, at the Billie Jean King COVID hospital in Queens, New York, in the Corona Valley. That's what it was called. And they have a pizza place called the Corona Valley Pizza. And and it's coronavirus, so we used to order Corona pizzas all the time. And I found myself, because I was the oldest guy there, I just turned 71, and I'm going to turn 71 this May. My dad's 98. I'm brushing my teeth. And I just got done getting over, completely healed of lymphoma, and my hair's growing back, so I let anything that would grow. I can't stop it. So I just let it go on, and we do that. But when I was at Billie Jean King, we found out a number of things. First of all, de Blasio and Cuomo were in my face about every other day, directly. 6 inches from my nose, you have to not use hydroxychloroquine. You are forbidden to use that. And I said, where's your medical license and where's your authority to govern me? I'm an Ohio doctor on a locum tenens job with the federal government in a FEMA hospital. You have to talk to my boss. And he told him to go jump in a lake. So he had arranged to buy all the hydroxychloroquine he could find from Uganda, because all of the left investors and power mongers had bought up all the hydroxychloroquine so nobody would have it, because they knew it worked. Now, that's not my favorite treatment for COVID. My favorite treatment for COVID is ivermectin, but I didn't know about it at the time. So we used hydroxychloroquine on everybody, and I don't believe when I was there we didn't lose any patients. And de Blasio and Cuomo were seething mad. When I first got there, there were 421 beds in that hospital. We only used about 20 of them at a time, at most. So we were over hospital bedded and over ventilated. And we didn't put too many people on the ventilator because we didn't need to, because the hydroxychloroquine cured them. And then we found people who were being transferred from Manhattan hospitals, where the doctors in Manhattan were actually using IV vitamin C and some other pretty effective antiviral things that work all the time. So I was kind of amazed that they were even willing to try something as out there as IV vitamin C. So I told them to get the bags off the bed. There were body bags on each of the 421 carts. I said, get those body bags off of there. We're not putting patients on a bed with their body bag on it.
So the body bag was already there, Chuck. And they were just going to take people out of the bed and put them into a body bag.
Well, when the patient got on the bed, they'd just slide it under the bed, and then they'd have it handy, ready to go. So I said, move those now. And they said, we'll get on it in the morning. And the director of the FEMA hospital of Caliburn chimed in and said, no, you see that guy over there by the corner? He's not doing anything. Have him start loading those bags into a van somewhere. Get them out of here. And he backed me up. I didn't check this out with him to start with. So I was kind of encouraged by that. And then I ended up working in Quincy. I didn't see very many patients, maybe three or four, because I was a director of pharmacy and therapeutics. And it was my job, well, one of the directors anyway, it was my job to make sure we used hydroxychloroquine. And there were people from the city of New York who came to try to steal it. And I told the pharmacist, if anybody wants the hydroxychloroquine or wants to see it, call me. And she'd call me, once a week or so and say, somebody's here wants to see it. And I'd go down and visit them and say, where's your pass? You don't have privileges here in this hospital. Go away. And we kept it safe and we used it and it worked. I couldn't get it anywhere else in the world. Mozambique didn't have it because it doesn't work on falciparum malaria anymore. But Uganda did have it and Caliburn saw way ahead and bought that. Then I ended up working up the Rio Grande Valley from Edinburgh to El Paso and then back down to Laredo. And in those places, they wouldn't let me use either hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. So I used COVID antibodies. A patient who's had COVID has antibodies. And before they had the vaccine, anybody who's not had a vaccine has COVID antibodies. The vaccine is not a vaccine because it wipes out all natural antibodies. No vaccine ever gets rid of antibodies. Louis Pasteur and Edward Jenner, who invented the vaccine, it's called vaccine because Edward Jenner treated cowpox patients, smallpox people to keep them from getting smallpox by inoculating them with milkmaid cowpox. And that's how can we call it a vaccine, because vaca is cow. That green.
Is that right? I didn't know that. Vaca is cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's all bull. So anytime you give a vaccine to somebody, it increases the antibodies because the vaccine challenges the immune system. It's a drill. Look, here comes some soldiers. We got to fight. And then they do it. And they have to get more ammunition. They have to gear up all their infrastructure and all their war devices. And those are called antibodies. And they'll quadruple, triple, sometimes 100 times the number of antibodies they had before for a real vaccine. Mumps, measles, rubella, tetanus, cholera, any of those things. I do not recommend any vaccines right now because I'm getting some. I can't vet this. I haven't tried to vet it yet, but there is some indication that there is COVID vaccine in most of the other vaccines that are being put out. I heard that yesterday, and it's just worth take a look. If you don't know, somebody could vet that for me. I can't say it for sure, but everything else I've said for sure is my own eyewitness account. So we treated everybody with this, and if they couldn't use hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or quercetin. All those three things are called ionophores. An amphora is a Greek trading vessel to carry wine and things in ancient ships. And a phore is a Greek word for container. And it was an ionophore. And the zinc ion is what it would take to the virus. It's the zinc that kills the virus. Vitamin D helps resistance in your immune system. Vitamin C helps your resistance in the immune system. The zinc is what actually kills the virus. The nice thing about ivermectin and even some hydroxychloroquine, but ivermectin is that it has its own native viral cytal component, and it was designed for SARS viruses. And so there are a number of things that I have discovered, and one of which is that all these SARS viruses, the DNA and the RNA, most of the RNA viruses, and H1N1, which is, I think, a DNA virus. I'm not a virologist, but all the viruses that we had over the last few years were all from China, and they were all attempts to do what COVID did. The only thing COVID had that they didn't was fear, and the fear was palpable, and it was not COVID that shut things down. It was the fear of COVID. So Eleanor Roosevelt was right. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. And we began to fear fear, and they had their way, and they shut the whole society down to no purpose. CDC has now admitted that social distancing doesn't work. And by the way, social distancing was based on tuberculosis, which is fomites and stuff come out of your mouth on the tabletop, and you can get it, you can sneeze on somebody and give it to them. But the social distancing for tuberculosis my whole lifetime has been 3 feet, not 6 feet. And there is zero evidence that 12 feet will make any difference in COVID. It doesn't make a difference at all. You can't, none of our personnel at Billie Jean King got COVID. We got very good hand washing and PPE, which is personal protection equipment, which is like being in a big baggy sandwich. People wore all kinds of different outfits. And at one point in El Paso, it looked like the bar scene in Star Wars. They had hoses come out of their nose and stuff. And everybody was all scared to death, but nobody got it. Very few people got it. Now, I ended up getting it in Edinburgh. And I treated it. I had pre-treated myself with hydroxychloroquine, and it worked. And I should have died because I had all the risk factors. I was very overweight. I was diabetic. I was hypertensive. I'm a bad patient. I'm a doctor. Now, I have subsequently lost all that weight because of COVID. That's a terrible diet, but it works. And I lost it because of the lymphoma, which is completely cured. And that worked, and I am now don't need any pills. I don't need anything for diabetes or hypertension or anything. So it does work if you follow the orders of the standard medicine. But standard medicine's down the drain now. We don't have science any longer. We have policy, procedure, and protocol, and those things kill.
And say that again, Chuck. Policy, procedure, and protocol.
Protocol. That stands above science, above everything. So what they first do, there's a process. And the process, there's a protocol, and the protocol is isolate the patient. The person comes in with COVID, isolate them, put them in a unit away from their family, their friends, their spiritual advisors, people who can pray for them, and their lawyers, especially their lawyers and any POAs, and don't let them communicate with them in any way at all. Now, once they're isolated, then you intimidate them and scare them with all the lies about what their chances of survival are. COVID had a 0.01% mortality rate. And I think it was less than 1% for 90-year-olds and plus. So it was ridiculous. But the people I saw who died had three things: obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and they were allergic to ACE inhibitors like lisinopril. They would get angioedema. And I had all that. I should have died. But I didn't, because I took hydroxychloroquine. That was it. It was very simple. So I saw that. And after I got, and I had one very remarkable thing happen. The isolation was the big problem. Then they would suppress their immune system by overloading them with massive doses of steroids. You don't need massive doses of steroids for COVID. You just need a little bit of budesonide aerosol inhaler. And all of the rooms were negative pressure rooms, and there are recycling devices that you can use for, so you don't get other people's breath in your breath. But they wouldn't let anybody use nebulizers or budesonide because they were afraid it would spread COVID. Well, it doesn't. It never did. There's no scientific evidence for it, and I knew that. And I would get them to use those recycling devices and put them in negative pressure rooms and put budesonide on and save lots of lives. Then I would give them antibodies. A person who's had COVID, which is what I tried to start with and got on a rabbit hole, COVID antibodies are present in everybody who's had COVID. And those antibodies are passive immunity. So if you take their blood and put it in yours, just like Jesus' blood saves us, their blood saves you. You put their blood you put a person who's had COVID with antibodies in their, you just give them a transfusion of their blood, and they get cured of the COVID, and they don't die. So we saved a lot of people in El Paso. Wow. That they wouldn't let me do it in Edinburgh, and they wouldn't let me do it in Laredo. As a matter of fact, Laredo was controlled by the cartel, and I got fired there because I kept saving lives, and they were losing the bounty. There's a bounty, I don't know the exact number, but it's between $35,000 and $100,000 per corpse. I can't prove that. That's not been audited or vetted,
but that's the scuttlebutt that I've heard from hundreds of doctors and places and administrators and people. Lots.
So Chuck, we got about 2 minutes before we go to the break here. What you're telling us is this was hyped. Chuck, the question is, did they know it? Did they know it, Chuck? Now, I had Dr. Sherry Timpany told me one time, I said, what's going on with the doctors? She says, Coach, they're ignorant. They don't read the research. They only read what comes down to them from the top, from the CDC, from protocol in the hospital. Would you agree with that, Chuck, that they didn't know?
I would. They were willingly ignorant. So they're not innocent. But they didn't know they were being asked to kill. But the administrators of the hospitals who got the money and the administration in Washington and the CDC knew they were meant to.
They had to know it. They had to know that's what was going on. And Chuck, the truth of the matter is there was profit in having people die. Whether they murdered them, whatever it was, there was a profit margin to people dying.
Yeah, you're worth more dead than alive if you're a COVID patient. And I've got one right now that's worth more dead than alive. We'll talk about when we come back. He's quite a guy.
Chuck, 48 seconds left here before we go to break. How many people through your procedures, Chuck, do you think that you've been able to save?
Well, personally, several thousand. But because of the word that got out, maybe 10,000 or more, when I had lymphoma and I got thank you notes from the Knesset, from the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the Pentagon, from Aborigines in Australia, from Sioux Indians in North Dakota, from Crow Indians in North Dakota, from Amish in Libby, Montana, from the Knesset in Israel. Those are the kind of people that I circulate with, and they all said thank you for saving our mother's life or our life.
Somebody call Mike Adams. Get him in contact with Chuck Thurston. Folks, hang right in there. It's going to get even better. We'll be right back on the other side here.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency. Which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the Bivy Stick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the Bivy Stick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages, or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name, and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration, and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 Bivy Sticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com.
Hi.
So we all knew this, didn't we, folks? Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer with Dr. Chuck Thurston. I've known Chuck. I'll vouch for his integrity. I've known Chuck for, sometimes I think he's crazy, but I know he's honest. So not that those two things matter, right? But this guy has been an emergency room doctor. And I got to know Chuck because he had a website called Evidences where he says that the Bible's true and I can prove it. I'll never forget when I first ran into Chuck. This is a doctor. Man, it was pretty amazing. So again, I vouch for him. Chuck, what is your website? Because I gave the producer the wrong website.
Well, I got several. The most important one is Science, S-C-I-N-C-E, scienceandwonders.com.
Scienceandwonders.com. Scienceandwonders.com. Okay, cool.
That's information about COVID and about other things are, and about the treason that's going on. That's scienceandwonders.com. Then evidences.net actually has on it, if you go evidences.net/radio, it will be the program I did for Dave Dobbenmeyer on Pass the Salt the 3 days before the election that swung kept it from being a Gore mess.
I'll have to check that out, Chuck. I'm telling you, folks, we go way back. So, hey, Chuck, look, we got about 20 minutes left here. Take us through the killing steps, what they actually do, whether a patient in the hospital, what are the steps that people can hear and they'll understand exactly what's going on?
Okay. When I get a call from someone that says they're in the emergency room and they think they have COVID and they're not short of breath, I say, get out now, they're going to kill you. I have a patient friend, Ray Hughes, in Florence, Alabama. Most people that are listening to this may know who Ray is. He's got a friend up in Niagara-on-the-Lake who's in a hospital up there where they found that he had COVID, and they told him he had to be on a ventilator even though he was not short of breath. And when they tried to jailbreak him out of the hospital in Canada, that's a felony. So we've got a lot better here than they have it in Canada, but Canada's way down the road. So they try to trap you there away from your family and friends. They suppress your immune system. And then they give you things that don't work. Remdesivir. Remdesivir was developed by Fauci and NIH, CDC, for as an AIDS drug that killed AIDS patients and put them in renal failure and liver failure all by itself without COVID. Mm. And about a third of the patients who get remdesivir die from renal failure and liver failure. And it's one of the mechanisms of killing. Now, some of them don't. They gave it to Trump and he didn't die because he was healthy. But remdesivir should rather be pronounced run, death is near. Now they have a drug out called Paxlovid, which is very expensive, thousands of dollars for a course. And all it is really badly designed, cheap, dumbed down ivermectin. The Homeland Security is interdicting any private order of ivermectin from India or China and fining people and treating it like it's an importation of fentanyl. Okay, that's the next thing they do is they give you things because I heard a nurse tell a patient one time, we're going to give you some morphine to make your lungs better relax so you can breathe better. No, all morphine does is depress your respirations. Morphine and fentanyl and other narcotics. Our narco means to go to sleep or die. So they put you to sleep. And then they give them anti-anxiety agents like Valium or Ativan or some other thing like that. And so they relax them until they're finally sleeping.
Wow. So everything they're doing to calm them down is killing them. Is that right, Chuck?
Right. And the way I get people out of ICUs is pretty clever. Now, I'm going to blow my cover doing this, but I want to because I want people to know this. I had a wonderful couple in East Texas whose her husband was in the ICU. And she said, I make goat's milk soap for the flea market. And could I take ivermectin that's a veterinary ivermectin, horse paste, and mix that in with the creams and emollients and put that on him? Because my veterinarian said it's absorbed 100% through the skin. That is all true. So we did that, and in 3 days, he was cured of COVID by putting it on his feet.
Folks, are you hearing this? Are you hearing this? This ivermectin paste that they made so much fun of? Chuck says you can rub it with cream and rub it on, and it's absorbed through the skin?
You don't even have to eat it. So if you have gut biome issues, which Sabine Hazen just did a wonderful video on, I think it was on Epic Times, on her research into the gut biomes. Long story, but that's a good one to look up. You don't want to mess up the GI tract with antibiotics, and ivermectin is kind of an antibiotic. It's not as bad as other things. But if you just put it on their skin, so I had them put it in a bottle labeled holy anointing oil and told them to do religious things, and it got all the woke people out of the room, and they were able to also pray for them while they put the ointment on.
Unbelievable. You anointed the body with ivermectin. Is that what you tell me, Chuck?
And you're not a 20. You remember, you're not a 1,200 pound horse,
right?
You take a tube and figure out what's the sixth of this thing, and that's what we're going to use. It's not. They know how to do it with Lumi, but they don't know how to do it with ivermectin. You just don't take a little bit. Anyway, he got well. I have another patient right now who 13 months ago came into the hospital in Cincinnati. His name is Mark Boudreau. He's given me permission to release his name. He's famous because he was Hasbro and Kenner's toy master that invented the action figures for Star Wars and the Millennium Falcon. And so he's quite illustrious. And we stumbled on him in a filthy nursing home in Lebanon where we got him back into the ICU. And then we had them change a lot of things. Everything they were giving him, we took him off all the narcotics, all the anti-anxiety agents, began to have other things happen that we advertised. And then we did change his tube feeding. Tube feeding is all made out of A1 milk, Holstein cow milk. Holstein cow milk is full of lectins, and it's A1 casein is what makes people milk intolerant. It's not lactose intolerance. It's casein A1. But casein A2 is made by human beings for human consumption, is made by giraffes and water buffalo and mountain goats and sheep and giraffe, and, you know, but you don't, it's hard to get it that way. But Guernsey and Jersey cows make it. You can get it at Kroger and other places. It's called A2 milk. And we got some stuff with A2 casein in it, and we got some things without lectins. The tube feedings that they were giving him were full of inflammatory precursors, which is what causes the fibrosis in the lungs. So we got the omega-6s out of there. Omega-6s are bad. Omega-3s are good.
So, Chuck, I'm sure – sorry to interrupt. I do it for a living, I tell people. Sure. So the reality of it is – The hospital administrators all across America are reaching out with open arms and hugging you for helping people get well. Is that right, Chuck?
No. I've never actually been to jail, but I've been handcuffed a couple of times, and I'm not outrageous. I'm very careful. I feel like Columbo in this. Sir, just one more question. All we want to do is pray with you. We're not going to do anything bad. And that's the truth. We don't, and I don't, when I worked within these hospital systems and they told me I couldn't do that or hydroxychloroquine, I did not. I obeyed the rules. But I got tired of watching people die. But I was able to do another thing in West Texas, in El Paso. I was having lunch with the CEO of Texas Tech and with the CEO we're the chief medical officer of Medical Center, University Hospital of El Paso. And I said, you know, these people are dying by themselves in the ICU alone, and the families know what's going on. And there is a quantum mechanical phenomena known as non-locality, or what Einstein called spooky action at a distance, where people are entangled. It's called entanglement. And they know what's going on with their loved one. How about if we dress these people up with our 100-year supply of PPE, and have them come in and be able to communicate with their loved one, and they won't die by themselves. And
one of the most wicked things about the whole thing, Chuck. Chuck, in your estimation, and again, this is just a wild guess, but certainly the majority of people dying from COVID should not have died. Would you agree with that, Chuck?
Yes, in an order of 90%. Now, there are many people who are going to die anyway, because they're in that. This is important to write this down. Important statistic, the older you get, the more likely it is you're going to die.
Makes sense.
Okay, so what happened is it took a month or so, but they finally did that. And when they did that, the mortality rate went from 95% in the ICU to 50% that day. And when the families came in to visit, they either died right now, or their little flame that was just this little flicker of hope took fire, and they recovered, and they went home.
And they didn't die of COVID in the ICU alone. And some of them went home and died later at home of other things, but not by themselves.
So when the Bible said the hope deferred maketh the heart sick, they isolated these people and they ran out of all hope. All they did was lay in there and die.
Now, even though there is that quantum mechanical phenomena of a field effect, when you re-entangle things together that are, that works as small particles with huge, big things, and just look up entanglement or non-locality. But that's not why I did it. I just didn't want to wear my faith on my sleeve. This is the part where I'm not a whistleblower and where I'm, we have to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. The reason I wanted the family in there, because they could pray, and they and the prayers would drive out the woke people, because the woke people who want to kill you don't like prayer. They don't want them to survive, because there are some people that did want them to die, but not many. The vast majority wanted them to live. They didn't know this was happening. But we would get all the woke people out of there, and all we would have is people who could pray. And Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am also in the midst of them, and that's what happened.
Wow, Chuck, I could go a thousand different directions from here. You're working currently right now. You don't have to say the name, but you have a patient right now down in the Cincinnati area who's fighting for his life.
His name is Mark Boudreau. He's been on a ventilator for 13 months. Nobody tried to wean him off the ventilator. They kept him sedated. They kept him narcotized. And they never gave him remdesivir. His wife kept him from doing that. Judy is wonderful. She's a total advocate. Never go to the hospital without assigning a power of attorney that is in the waiting room, and never have that person leave your room or that area. If they're going to isolate you, you have to have a POA that they have to go through. That's how, then they can't isolate you. Then they can't keep you from legal counsel. And that's important. That's the biggest survival.
So Chuck, let's say that whoever it is, the people at the top, let's say they're deceived, or let's even say they're Luciferian. We don't really know the reason. Let's say they're motivated by money. We don't know what it is. Chuck, this can't be true, Chuck, of every nurse and every nurse's aide and everybody that comes into that room.
The vast majority of people in hospitals that I've had encounters with, the working force, the frontline nurses and doctors, not the organization frontline, but the patient care people want people to get well. And they are not malicious. They're a whole bunch of Trump people, actually, in case you want to know. But The administration is anything but that. The administration is always biased the other way because they have a financial investment. And the frontline people don't know about that investment. We have tried to get Mark Boudreau lung transplants. It's several hundred lung transplant centers from California to Texas to Florida to Boston. And every single one say he has to have the vaccine first, the COVID vaccine. And I have been on the phone with directors of transplant units saying, do you not have a television? Have you not watched it? Don't you have a newspaper? Have you not noticed that the CDC has reversed and has taken back every one of those lies? Social distancing.
Masks.
And the vaccine. They admit that it's not a vaccine now.
Well, you know, Chuck, I don't know if you saw this or not, Chuck. January 6th, when Ashley Babbitt was murdered, I'm sure you're familiar with that. Did you know that Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, admitted to her mother, who had an appointment with her the other day, that he had never seen the video? Can you believe that, Chuck? Most of us saw that guy shoot in cold blood and kill Ashley Babbitt, and the Speaker of the House said he'd never seen the video. Do you believe that, Chuck?
Well, no, I don't. It's impossible for him not to have seen that, but it would be good, plausible deniability, and that's how you do politics.
Yeah, that's so how you do.
Because I don't want to beat up somebody who's at least doing something.
Yeah. Chuck, let's always follow the money, right? Always follow the money. We got about 7 minutes left here. Talk about the financial incentive for the hospital. Let's take the doctors out of it and the nurses, the administration.
I don't have the data on that I can vet. All I have is rumors, but the rumors run from some $35,000 to $100,000 per corpse. There is a reward for hospitals who have more deaths than for hospitals who don't. But I can't prove that. That needs to be that's a Senate hearing that has to be vetted. It's out there.
So, folks, this is the way my mind works. So, this is not There's no evidence behind this. This is just me, Chuck. There are a lot of old people over 65 years old who are sucking out of the Social Security system. And it would be awful if those people would have to happen to die and then payments wouldn't have to be made the rest of their lives. I'm nefarious enough, Chuck, to think that's part of what's going on here. Because the truth of it is, it was mainly old people that were dying, was it not, Chuck?
Yeah, well, what's interesting about this from a Jonathan Kahn mentioned this, and that is that the age group who are dying from COVID were the age group that brought in abortion.
So then their grandchildren became pro-choice, huh? Pro-choice on grandpa, right?
Right. Well, I always tell people I'm pro-choice. I think the baby should be given the choice.
Yeah, me too.
So the other things that they do that you need to know is vitamin A, vitamin D3, zinc, and you can look up the dosages for these things. You just need to know those numbers. And ivermectin is what cures COVID. And ivermectin cures a lot of other things. There's good research to show that it helps reverse multiple myeloma. There's good research that shows that it may work on Lyme disease. It was designed for almost all kinds of viruses. Lyme's a bacteria, Borrelia burgdorferi, but there are lots of other things that work to cure some of these things that are not being employed. There are some things I could bring in. There's research now in how to regrow lung tissue, but nobody's doing it because they don't want to regrow the lungs. They want those people to die, and so Mark Boudreau can't get a lung transplant, and now they are in court. The hospital's in court, trying to defend stopping his dialysis and his ventilator and make him a do not resuscitate patient because he signed a living will in 2011, way before all this.
Wow.
So we have his living will revoked. His wife has a power of attorney, and the lawyers on the hospital side says that her power of attorney is trumped, so to speak, by the living will, which is not true.
Man, oh man, Chuck.
He can write things. He writes things. Look at my website and other places. You'll see things, and look at Epic Times or Alice Giordano did a great story on him. Two of them, where it shows him holding a pad and says, "I want to live and not die. I want to live."
Chuck, we got 4 minutes. I interrupt for a living, so bear with me here. Question, Chuck: the vaccines are deadly. We know they are. What's advice? Do you have any advice for someone who's taken it, loved ones have taken it? Because we run into people all the time. They say, well, I took the vaccine. I'm perfectly healthy. What would you speak to that, Chuck?
Nattokinase. N-A-T-T-O-K-I-N-A-S-E. Nattokinase. Peter McCullough just came out with that. It's been known for a long time. But it metabolizes and gets rid of the spike protein. When I had lymphoma, I got 10 blood transfusions, and they were certainly not from all super sterile, clean, non-vaccinated patients. And if you go to the blood bank and look at blood that's from people who have been vaccinated and other blood, it's a different color. So there is a difference. And we've had in my own family and close circle within the last 2 months, 10 people, funerals, who died young from the vaccine. The movie Died Suddenly is not phony. There are 15 seconds of phony footage in it that somebody put in there on purpose. Yeah. So they find it, but it's all real.
Yeah, it's happening everywhere, Chuck. We know that for sure. Okay, so here it is. I didn't even ask you before we did the show, Chuck. Can they contact you? Is there a contact? Can they email you? I don't want you to get 10,000 emails here, you know.
I already got 10,000. You can text me to my cell phone, which is on my website, scienceandwonders.com. And there's also a Give, Send, Go fund, because we're still paying for the lymphoma treatments and that sort of thing. I haven't been able to work for 3 years. So I've been writing prescriptions for scabies. We have this terrible scabies epidemic. There was a nursing home in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, that one floor of which had a horrible scabies epidemic. So everybody, staff and patients, were put on ivermectin. COVID came and wiped out every other floor, killed everybody on both floors, workers and patients, but that one floor that had ivermectin lived, and that was in January of 2020, and Canada suppressed that. So I have all these people with scabies, and I'm trying to wipe out scabies. And when someone comes and wants to know, are you giving it for COVID? I'm like, does it work for that? Dang.
You didn't know that. And Chuck, does ivermectin work with Lyme's disease, I heard you say?
Possibly. I'm working on that right now. There's no research going on right now because the research is all governed by Fauci's wife, who is the librarian for the National Institutes of Health. And because of the HIPAA regulations and other things, they're not doing very good research right now. But there's some. Frontline Doctors is doing it. Sabine Hazen did wonderful work on hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and the gut biome. And there's lots that's out there.
So, Chuck, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. And what were they doing in the days of Noah? They were messing with the DNA. They were messing with the immune system. That's going on right now again, is it not, Chuck?
It is. That's the transhumanism stuff. That's the DNA manipulation. And read Jonathan Cahn's book, The Return of the Gods, if you want to know the details. It is kind of cursing the darkness, but it's still right. And if you need any, if you have scabies, you can get a hold of me if you want to. I've got thousands and thousands of people that we've made advice about. We've extracted dozens and scores of people out of ICUs, maybe even hundreds, by telling them how to get them out. But we don't want to give away all the secrets.
Ivermectin works, right, Chuck? Ivermectin works.
The sooner the better. If you take it immediately, you might get over COVID in less than 24 hours. If you wait 2 days, you may take 2 days to get over it. If you wait a month, then you can have it for a long time. If you wait 2 months, and there's long COVID and extended COVID also.
Dr. Chuck Thurston. Chuck, what's that website, Chuck?
Scienceandwonders.com. And there's a Give, Send, Go fund for me also, Dr. Chuck Thurston.
Scienceandwonders.com. God bless you, Chuck. Thanks for joining us.